Hello, my name's Charles, and I'm with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good. It's good to hear. I'm looking to speak with the owner of the business. Is that yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm Charles, and what was your name, sir, so I could properly address you?
Tim.
All right, so Tim, reason for my call is we are a data service provider to both Google and Facebook. Just wanted to speak with you about listing In the Mix on the first page of Google for categories in your area. So what that means for you is anytime somebody does a search for any of your preferred services, we make sure that that pops up on the very first page. Now, Tim, you've used Google before, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you know how when you do a search, the map pops up, there's some red dots, and right below it, there are businesses listed. You can either click the call, you could see the website, or you could get directions. Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
So that's called the local map section. Now, what we do is we provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. So the reason we're contacting you today is because we had a position open up within our company for your category. So we're speaking with everyone in the surrounding area, but we're just looking for one. Once we find them, we close out the area and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do to eliminate the competition. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so a couple of questions for you. See if you'd be a good fit. You look like you do quality work. How long have you owned the business for?
About 20 years.
Okay, and are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner in crime, so to speak?
No, I'm the sole owner, and I've got BizIQ to take care of all that.
Okay, and are you currently, so are you acquainted, have you ever tried like Angie's List or Home Advisor, Yelp, anything like that? Or?
Yep, I've got all that too.
Yeah, were you satisfied? Is there like anything that you would tweak or change? Or?
I'm kind of on the bubble with Angie's List.
Yeah, because we usually hear, you know, we hear mixed stuff, you know, it's like a coin toss, bag of tricks, as far as lead consistency. Pay per lead tends to get a little bit pricey. But Tim, what I'm getting at is are you able to handle more business? Can you take on more clients, more caseloads?
Not at the moment. I can't. I'm overwhelmed, to be honest with you.
Well, great. I mean, that sounds good news as far as a business standpoint, right? So about how far booked out would you say? Like less than four weeks, a couple of months?
No, probably about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So Tim, if someone came, yeah, go ahead.
I do a lot of commercial work, and right now we're tied up with the Navy base. We got two of them we're doing. We got Pax River Naval Station, and we also have Indian Head. We're doing double buildings on there, so I've got about 2.5 years' worth of work on that.
Wow.
So I'm kind of tied up with a heavy-duty commercial work, and what I do with my residential stuff, I try to squeeze them in between, but my residential stuff is probably, I'm about 6 weeks out before I can get to any of them.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Now I have a better understanding of. Yeah. All right. Well, if you had the ability to cherry pick, like just commercial jobs that were the most profitable in your surrounding area, you know, you just had an overview. Would that make sense for you to be able to just pick like 5 out of 100 different jobs that came your way?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm saying if we offered you that service, right? Would that make sense for you to look into? Or?
Well, like I said, right at the moment, I'm really overwhelmed. I couldn't really take anybody else on. I wouldn't want to do that to presidential customers calling and stuff like that because I've just got so much commercial work right at the moment. I couldn't begin to even take it on.
Okay. And lastly, Tim, I do appreciate your time. You were saying that are you currently with someone? So if we can offer you a better service for a less expensive rate, would that be worth looking into?
Right now I'm with BizIQ, and they've got me set up on all that stuff, and also got the Angie and Yelp and all that craziness going on, too, so it's just overwhelming right at the moment.
Okay.
I really couldn't pick any more work right at the moment. I just don't have the crews or the manpower to take care of it.
No, understood, and I appreciate you giving me an overview. What I was asking you is if we could replace one of them, one of your competition, because if you hopped on, like, you know, Google or any search engine, just looked up our numbers and what we do, we're extremely good. We're very good at what we do, and we don't charge you know, we're not a very expensive company. We're month to month. We're easy to work with because we stand by what we do. So what I was asking is if we replaced Angie's List, if we stepped in, wouldn't it be worth looking into like what we charge versus what you're already paying for so you could save some money?
Yeah, it'd be worth looking into. If you could send me some emails and stuff, that'd be great. Right now, I'm just...
Okay. So I'd be happy to do that. Now, if this is something that you're interested in and you do see the value and you decide to secure the position, you're at least able to do so. Would you want me to, you have like a couple minutes, you show you pricing and how we do things, and if it makes sense, then you can move forward with us because making a lot of calls in your area.
Right now, I'm nowhere near a computer. I'm actually on the route to another job to have a meeting with a boring project over at Tax River, so I will be tied up probably for the next hour or two.
All right. So that being said, what would be, say, like a slower time to, you know, get back to you, have a moment to breathe, and I'm sure in that time you could look us up for like a minute and just see what I'm saying is legitimate. We put up serious numbers, and we're very good at what we do, a local splash.
Probably sometime around 4 o'clock in the evening. Usually that's when I start winding down.
Okay.
And I try to get back to the office and try and get caught up on all my stuff. Because right now, like I said, I've got one crew at one base, one crew at the other base. I'm traveling from one base to the other to go have a meeting and go over some details on another project. So
you sound like the jack of all trades. You're juggling like 5 things at once. All right. So I'm not.
I am.
Speaking the man of the hour. All right, so I'm not going to keep you for that long. I do appreciate your time. And with that being said, I'll circle back to you. Do you have any questions for me at this time? A little more about what we do? Okay. All right, Tim. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I will circle back to you around like 4 or 5 p.m. range, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, appreciate you. Take care of yourself.
Yep.